Thank you for joining us. Fighting has erupted in the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces launched an operation against a Palestinian armed group called the Lion's Den. The occupation forces entered the old town of Nablus on Monday night, sparking protests. At least 4 people have been killed in Nablus and 1 near Ramallah. Another 21 have been injured. There have been power cuts in parts of the city. Demonstrations have also been reported in Ramallah. Nida Ibrahim has more from Ramallah.
It's important to point out that the Lion's Den has had a lot of support by Palestinians lately. We've seen Palestinians praising them. Those groups of people have posed a challenge to Israel, not only because they are young men who say that Israel only understands the language of force, sometimes going inside Israel or to confrontation points and carrying out shooting attacks against Israel, but also because they are cross-factional. They're from different Palestinian factions. They are mobilized in a way that was hard for Israel to penetrate. And we've seen an increase in the Israeli measures to try and track down the Lion's Den. The city of Nablus has been under siege for more than 2 weeks. So we know that the tension is high. We are approaching the Israeli elections. This is a time when many Palestinian analysts would tell you Israel would try to show that it has an iron fist, that it's trying to win more votes by appealing to the right-wing voters in Israel and by showing that they are cracking down on any military activities by the Palestinians.
So what do we know about the Palestinian group, the Lion's Den? Well, members of the armed group first appeared in public in Nablus in the occupied West Bank last month. They recited what they called a charter of resistance during a memorial service for 2 Palestinians killed by Israeli forces. Since then, the Lion's Den has claimed responsibility for a number of attacks on military checkpoints and illegal settlements in Nablus. Ibrahim Younes is a media coordinator for the Palestinian Youth Movement. He says the Lion's Den armed group emerged from an urgent need to protect the occupied territories.
To understand the perspective of Palestinian youth in the West Bank, you have to look at a situation where there's 800,000 settlers who are illegally occupying a great percentage of the land there. You have constant daily attacks on Palestinian youth who are, whether they're crossing checkpoints, whether they're walking to school or to work. The number of young Palestinians run over by cars or attacked by settlers is large. So obviously there's going to be a lot of popularity among youth in the West Bank when a group says that they're not going to accept the presence of these settlers on their land. They emerged out of a group of youth who defend the city, essentially, from Israeli incursions, and decided to create a more formal group that would defend the city, which is where the group name and organizational structure sort of emerged. They do not have a working relationship with the Palestinian Authority. So the Palestinian Authority at the higher levels collaborates with or coordinates security with Israel, and the Lion's Den does not. So they do not have a formal relationship.